It's a bird.
It's a dog.
That's my baby.
Here I am in a loony episode. I wonder why a man has to carry this load. It used to be the Western movie shooting up the land, but there goes my baby in Superman's hands.
My baby's on comic book crazy. My baby's on comic book crazy.
This looks like a job for Superman.
My baby's gone comic book crazy.
What do I have to do to keep my love hot?
The girl ain't satisfied with what she's got.
Now Donald Duck is sitting on my chimney top. He's waiting to take my baby to the record hop.
My baby's gone comic book crazy. My baby's gone comic book crazy.
All the girl can say is
quack, quack.
My baby's gone comic book
crazy. Well, all night long, Woody Woodpecker is knocking. And all day long, Bugs Bunny is crunching.
What's up, Doc?
I asked that girl, how do you spell rat? Now you know that everybody knows that. She turned around and then she looked at me. She said,
Mickey.
My baby's gone comic book crazy. My baby's gone comic book crazy.
This looks like a job for Superman.
My baby's gone comic book crazy. My baby's gone comic book crazy.
My baby's gone comic book crazy.
And that's all, folks.
Remember when I ran away and you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you'd go berserk? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just left you anyhow because I knew you were already out of your mind. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho! Hee-hee! Ha-ha! To the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time, and you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right. It's true, I laughed, you heard me laugh. I laughed and laughed, and then I left, because I know you're utterly mad. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and I'm happy they took you away. You burned my food, you wrecked my house, and this is how I've paid you back for all your cruel, unloving, selfish deeds. Yeah, they've got you now, and you'll get just what you deserve for calling me a macho mangy man. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time, and you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and I'm happy they took you away.
My story, it's sad but true. I'm the girl that he once knew. I gave my love, but he put me down. He says I'm just a runaround.
Hey, hey, boy.
You listen what he's telling you. I'm just a little old stay-at-home Sue. Sit around with a tear on my face. He always leaves me for another's embrace.
tell me, baby, just what would you do? Stay at home and be a stay-at-home Sue.
Hey, hey, whoa.
Don't sit around and be a stay-at-home Sue.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, hey,
keep away from that boy.
Hey,
oh, don't you know he's mine, mine. Yeah, he likes to travel around. Yeah, wish that I could put him down. He says he's with the neighborhood bound, but damn, goes out with other gals.
Everybody thinks that living in a penthouse is like being on top of the world. But you know, I'd give it all up if I could only be girl.
My new address is Park Avenue. Got a French poodle and some dresses, but I'd rather have you. Thank you.
for I was wrong to break your heart in two. Gary, I love you. Your love was genuine, like love should be. And if you give me one more chance, I promise you we'll see that this diamond ring will be sparkling once again. And this diamond ring will make you remember when you told me we would be together forever and forever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you? You may answer. This is the day of answers. We're doing answer tunes today, just like we did before. This is part three. And as far as I know, they'll last for quite a while until I can dig up some more. I've got about four left, and there just wasn't room for them today. So you can look forward to the next time. We started with Little Sammy Yates, Comic Book Crazy. In response to My Baby Loves the Western Movies, Josephine the 15th, I'm happy they took you away. I don't have to tell you where that came from. Stay at Home Sue from Linda Lori. Linda Lori was the one who gave us Just Keep Walking, Ambrose Part 5. Society Girl from the Rag Dolls, based on the Four Seasons. The Debs, Sloopy's Gonna Hang On. You know who that came from. And then Wendy Hill, Gary, Please Don't Sell Your Diamond Ring. And Leslie Gore, answering herself, It's Judy's Turn to Cry, because I busted her in the mouth! Bitch had it coming. So, all right, so we have a bunch of answer tunes today from, you know, answers, follow-ups. I think that's the only follow-up, the Leslie Gore thing, but we'll have all kinds of answers to musical questions posed and unposed. And, well, that's about it. You got all the answers you need from me, and I'll just come back with some more in a bit, and you enjoy, because I got some good ones coming up. This is this coming up next is probably the original answer song. You know, they didn't do lyrical feuds back in the classical days. So this one's from probably the 40s or something. But this is one of the original answer songs. See you later.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
What they said, though everybody tried with all their might. She stayed awake while steel guitars were a-going. In every honky-tonk she could be seen. But she finally went to bed and covered up her head. And now there's not a thing can wake Irene. Wake up, Irene, you slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, our folks will think you're dead. Lots of guitar pickers by the dozen sang goodnight Irene all night and day. And even Crosby too, with his boo 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 doo, tried to get Irene to hit the hay. Well, I guess they finally sang her off to slumber. They must have tried a million times or more. But oh, my aching back, when she finally hit the sack, man, you ought to hear that woman snore. Wake up, Irene, you've slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, our folks will think you're dead.
Pop said he'd start drinking if I didn't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. I wound her up and I let her go. Now I'm with the devil down here below. Took a final turn up the Grapevine Hill. I hadn't met a truck, I'd be rolling still. Tried to cut between two headlights there till I found out there was a matching pair. I lived my life over just before the crash. Every chance I ever took went by in a flash. I smelled rubber burning and I heard gravel whine. A little voice said, Charlie, end of the line. While the crash was echoing across the plains, they was tidying up my last remains. Before he could say Brody or oversized pot, I was down here shoveling, and it's mighty hot. Standing there with a pointed tail, was cracking a whip at his worst in jail. He had little black horns on top of his head, his teeth were green and his eyes were red. He hated to see a man out of work, he kept things stern, you couldn't shirk. We're really jumping in a lower level joint, if you didn't understand, you soon got the point. It's not dull down here, he says to me, this is the hot rod section, we're full, you see. And who bats today and more tomorrow, that guy over there keeps yelling for Laura.
Tell Laura I love her.
Oh, shut up,
He raced for loot to buy a ring for his chick. He should have went to work because his tires were slick. He was pouring on the coal, his spinners were a-humming. I had the fire good and hot because I knew he was a-coming. Black denim trousers, an eagle on his back, totaled out his cycle on a Cadillac. The Nash Rambler guy we call second gear finally got it in high and he landed here. They kept pouring into Hades in a steady stream when I woke up in this awful dream. I called my pop and said, you can quit drinking because I'm jacking up that hot rod Lincoln.
Couldn't care less, but I'm a tenor man, and I don't you forget that I have got the sound that the kids love best. La, 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 la. They all come around when we hit the town. They never start screaming till they hear this sound. Now
bada boom boom boom. They never start to swoon till they hear me croon. They talk about tenors day and night. Don't care if the sound is wrong or right. All I have to do is open my mouth. Everybody wants to jump and shout. Now, Mr. Bassman, before you go, let me hear your boom boom just once more. Together now.
So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end.
Dear Dad, the guard brought me a letter today. The guards treat us pretty well in jail here, but once in a while one of them calls us cowards and communists for burning our draft cards. I'm frightened, Dad. I feel so alone, so empty inside. When I read your letter, the part where you said if I burn my draft card, I should burn my birth certificate too, because I'd no longer be your son. When I read that, Dad, I cried and cried. What's happened to us, Dad? You and I were never very close. When I was a boy, it seemed like you were always away working. And when you were home, you were usually too busy to have much to do with me. The only time I remember when I felt you really cared for me was that time I got lost in the woods back of the house. Remember? I was 7 years old. You came looking for me, and you found me sitting under that big pine tree, scared and sobbing. I still remember the look of relief on your face when you saw me. You came up to me, and there were tears in your eyes. You picked me up and held me tight against you and took me home. I feel lost now, Dad. What's happened to us? We just haven't been able to talk to each other. The older I got, the more you and I ended up arguing when we did try to talk. I always felt that you wanted me to do things your way, that you never understood me or what I wanted. Whenever we disagreed about anything, you would always tell me, I know more about these things than you do, and you usually did. But it was the way you would cut me off with these words instead of trying to understand me. I'm not just blaming you, Dad. Maybe I haven't understood you. Maybe I've taken you for granted. After a while, I began to resent you when you were home. I saw you as someone to get favors from, not to do anything for. You always seemed so sure of yourself, as if nothing bothered you. Maybe you had concerns and problems of your own, but how would I know? I never asked you. You say that Mom loves me no matter what I do because she's a woman. That's just it, Dad. I need you to love me if I'm going to be a man. I've counted on Mom too much in the past. I need to count on you. You say that God is not dead, that God is love. I don't know that much about God. I can't see Him, but I can see you. How can I feel that He's alive and loves me if you don't love me as your son anymore? I'm frightened, Dad. I feel so lonely. I burned my draft card and I'm in jail. I need you now more than I ever have before.
Disciples than the man who was too clean.
Tennessee was a trip I won't forget. And John, I loved you when we both were flowers. But putting down your guru brought confusion and regret.
John, I love you, but you went to.
All before that picture, my mind retires to the place it was before you came. I love the things you showed me up till now, John, but since that picture I don't think my love will be the same.
John,
comes a time when rock stars beg for cash, and that's how the world's supposed to come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and they just noticed, and they think they're the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that record companies and media gods will soon make a change. We all play a part in a world that starves us all, and our cooperation is all they need.
They're not the world, they're not the children, they're just bosses and bureaucrats and rock and roll has-beens. There's a choice we're never given to run our own lives. Without it, your better day is just a better life.
Well, buy the record so they can pretend they care, and their careers will be stronger and guilt-free. Well, as Michael and Lionel have shown us, the world's just TV. If children are starving, let them drink Pepsi.
They're not the world, they're not the children.
If you want to change anything, start from the beginning.
Without it, your better day's just a better life.
When you're rich and famous, there seems no contradiction at all.
But you can just have the number one hit, we'll solve it all.
Their change cannot come
CBS, the size was the problem. They're not the world, they're not the children, they're just bosses and bureaucrats and rock and roll has-beens. There's a choice we're never given to run our own lives. Without it, your better day is just a better lie.
Come on, let me hear you.
They're not the world, they're not the children, they're just bosses and bureaucrats and rock and roll has-beens. There's a choice we're never given to run our own lives. Without it, the better day is just a better life. They're not the world.
Intoxica.
All right, I'm ready now. That's good. Vodka and juice boxes. The new thing. Don't tell your kids. All right, we started that set with Mr. Woody Guthrie himself. This land is your land. That was the answer to America the Beautiful. One of the first answer songs on record. Hank Thompson, Wake Up Irene, answering Lead Belly's Good Night Irene. Apparently Irene got a room without Hank, and Hank was a little upset. Charlie Ryan and the Timberline Riders. That, I guess that's a follow-up. That was Hot Rod Hades. I think he did the original version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Lou Christie, Mr. Tenor Man, answering John Cymbals, Mr. Bass Man. Of course, Lou Christie, the original Tenor Man. The Dawn of Correction from The Spokesman, answering Barry, whatever his name is out there, the Eve of Destruction guy. A teenager's open letter to his father, Robert Tamlin, answering Victor Lundberg's open letter to my teenage son. Good to see some dialogue going there. And then John, You Went Too Far, Sissy Spacek, addressing the John Lennon more popular than Jesus remark. Ill-advised as it may have been, perhaps accurate. And then Culture Side, They Aren't the World. Perhaps that's not an answer song, but it came close enough, so we put it in there for you today. Okay, so we got more. I was looking up before, and I was trying to find out who Josephine the 15th was, and I couldn't find out, but I think I found a page that has, I don't know, 15 or so answers to They're Coming to Take Me Away. stay tuned. We'll see what we can do with that. I have to figure out if I can download them or not. Okay, so back to work here. More answering to unposed questions. I'll be back with more questions for your answers.
I'm sorry, if you're sorry, that you had to see her go. But if it's any consolation, here's something that you should know. I'll take good care of your baby. I'll never, ever make her blue. I'll tell her that I love her. Make sure I'm thinking of her in everything I say and do. I'll take good care of your baby. I'll never, never make her cry. I'll let my love surround her, paint a rainbow all around her, and never let her see a cloudy sky. You said you didn't want her, now you don't know what to do. But please don't worry, old friend, I'll do this favor just for you. I'll take good care of your baby. I'll be just as kind as I can be. But if you should discover that you could really love her, forget it, because your baby now belongs to me. I'll take good care of your baby. I'll be just as kind as I can be. Don't ask me to find out how you can get her to come back now. Lots of luck, because you now belongs to me.
Tommy, my sweetheart, is gone now. He meant everything to me. So little star, high above, if you see Tommy, tell him of my love. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him though I may cry, my love for him will never die. He drove his car in that stock car race to win money so we could wed. He wanted so much to make me his wife. Now our love lives on, though he lost his life. I'm so lonely without him near. Oh, how I miss his warm embrace. I love no other, I want him to know. Oh, little star, please tell him so. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him though I may cry, my love for him will never die. Although he wanted to give me the world, why did he do such a reckless thing? Little star, he should have realized I was richer than a queen when he looked into my eyes. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him though I may cry, my love for him will never die.
Thank you. you threw a lucky punch.
Small Sad Sam, Small Sad Sam.
Here's a tale of a man who was puny and weak, stood 4'6" in his stocking feet. Kinda narrow in the shoulder and heavy in the waist. Everything about him seemed to be misplaced. Small Sam. He slid into town one rainy night, running like a dog away from a fight. He had a pretty big mouth for a guy his size, and everything he said was a pack of lies. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
One day he got on a downtown bus. First thing you know, there was an awful fuss. They threw Sam off into the street for trying to steal an old lady's seat. That's Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
One day, nobody knows what for, an elevator stuck on the 85th floor. Some cables broke, and so it said, that car just hung there by a thread. The women were calm, the men were mild, but Sam screamed and cried like a little child. He squeezed himself through the emergency door and pulled himself up to the 86th floor. Small Sam. Chicken Sam.
That Chicken Sam.
And then instead of helping others get free, Sam said, I'm looking out for me. The cable snapped and all the way down, they cursed out Sam till they hit the ground. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Now someday Sam's gonna get his due, and when he does, I'll make a bet with you, there ain't nobody even gonna pass the hat, 'cause Sam was nothing but a no-good cat.
Small Sad Sam.
Yes, yeah, Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Chicken Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
No good Sam.
Small Sad Sam. Small Sad Sam.
Gordon and me went out last night, down to the cafe in the high street, 'cause the telly's never good on a Tuesday, right? So we head for the place where and on came the jukebox loud and clear, and the first one that they played was a load of old junk called Jilted John, and Gordon was the one who paid. But he's like that, my Gordon, you know, he sticks his money and presses the buttons, he don't care what he gets, and it's a good thing he's not fussy, 'cause what did he get? Shock of hearing his song, threw some water on me face in the lab, to pull myself together and decided then and there to make a wreck of myself, and I am. Anyway, now I've got a wreck pulled off me own, I'm gonna give a bit of time to Gordon. Go on, Gordon, tell him.
Gold beer. Listen, punk face, what are you gonna do? Hit me in the face with your powder puff? I'm trembling at the boat. You know what I mean? Yeah, screw you, Bubble. I'm a stubborn now, and I go like this, sir. Is that where I come in? I go what I do. Woo!
Gordon, my name's Gordon.
I am Julie, I am Julie.
And my name's Gordon, my name's Gordon.
Yeah, so now you know who we are.
Yeah, I could do with a bit of help on the backup vocals. You know what I mean?
Gordon's not a moron. Gordon's not a moron, no.
Hey, Jill.
No, no, no.
What is a moron?
Not a moron, no.
for him is simple. As easy as making love. And he makes love to the sky and the moon. Oh, yes, he does. It's only confusion. That's those who don't know where they're going. And for those who've never heard or seen the truth, oh, baby, they're so blind. Oh, man, they're so blind. For some, it's a haze of color, like a bright, exotic bird in flight. And for those who wish to fly, good things and the bad things have been left way behind, so far behind. For those of another generation, he's all but to make fun of, but they do not understand the experience. The total destructive, creative, erotic, sexual
accusations as I protected you all these years. Hey, Bruce, how would you like to have 41 bullets in you? You've been protected since the start of your career by law enforcement officers who put their life on the line for you. Well, maybe they won't think about turning their head when the next nut comes along. When the next person wants your thong, shame on you, Bruce 41. You're a phony baloney. You have no morals for men who put their life on the line for you. Scared when the slasher was in Hollywood. You and Sylvester never came out of your house. You probably hid under your beds. Small in size, you're so afraid of the bullet 41 that the cops kept from your body. Shame on you, Bruce 41. Shame on you. You could at least thank them in your song. You could at least thank them in your song. Who's a nut running toward Bruce? Officer O'Neill. I don't know, but let's turn our heads for a while. I'll go have a donut and see what it does to Bruce 41.
Okay, it's me again, and we're done, okay? You can go home now. But wait, it's a playlist. Please study. There'll be a quiz. The correct answer, there is no correct answer. There are many answers, and you've heard them today. We started with Ralph Emery, country music DJ extraordinaire. I'll take good care of your baby. Putting Bobby V in his place. Marilyn Michaels, one of three different versions of that song. Same song, Tell Tommy I Love Him. In answer to Tell Laura I Love Her. So we've got kind of a closed loop there, but there are three different versions of that. Version by Laura Lee and also by Skeeter Davis. I decided Marilyn rules the day. Marilyn Michaels, can't tell you anything about her, so I won't. Gene Chandler, You Threw a Lucky Punch from, was it the Marvelettes? You Beat Me to the Punch? Don't know. Phil McLean after that, Small Sad Sam. A slap in the face to Big Bad John, and now that he's dead, can't very well defend himself, but the song wasn't about him anyway, so it doesn't matter. After that, Gordon's Not a Moron. That's kind of a new one. That's based on Julian John by Jilted John. That was a big hit a couple of years ago, or maybe a few minutes ago. I don't know. That was Julian Gordon. I'll put up a couple of video links to those things. Found them both on YouTube. After that, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. London Boys. Kicking the balls to the Sex Pistols. Eric Burdon and the Animals. Yes, I am experienced. You know where that came from. And then Solak. Solak. Bruce 41. A lot of people were pissed off at Bruce for writing sort of a complaint song about a guy who is unarmed and gets shot 41 times for no good reason. Of course, there are those who'd say it's a good reason, so I'm just going to leave that one alone and just let you know that I'm KBC. You've been listening to The Bit Slap, and we'll be back next week with more stuff. Had a couple of, have two mystery tunes for you today. First one should be a complete mystery. I'll give you a hint, it's based on a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. And then the subject of the original song responds to its author. How about that? Mysteries for you. Check the playlist page and check back here next week when I have more surprises for you. Please have a good week and don't fall in a hole.
Have you forgotten?
Have you forgotten?
upon that day. Towers that were struck upon that day.
Bloodshed.
Sadaki Records.